is Las Vegas without free pornography distribution? As part of my quest to get pictures of Las Vegas, I went out of my way to get some shots of the people who make the walk down the Las Vegas Strip an eye-opening one. Whenever I talk to people who tell me about their vacation plans, I never forget to tell them one important piece of advice. Whatever you do, don't look down. And what do? They look down anyway. And they see some fat chick's rear end or a rack that you know isn't real and was probably redone on Photoshop. They pass out this material faster than the sanitation department can clean up, and it makes some sidewalks look like a post-New Year's party that hasn't happened yet. The secret to taking these shots is to pretend you're taking pictures of the building across the street and then move the camera at the last second to get the shot. The only problem I have with this digital Mavica is the half-second delay before it actually captures the image. I've had to anticipate the action. For porn distributors, all I have to do is wait until they slap the paper to make some noise, and then I fire the shutter. That will give the full extension of their arms. It doesn't seem to work for other action shots, though. As a seasoned tourist to Las Vegas, I find it very interesting to see how many visitors, especially those from foreign countries, accept these pamphlets. In fact, I remember when my mom took one, said thank you, looked at it, and then screamed. That was many years ago. Now she doesn't even want to walk down the sidewalk. I'm also surprised at how many old women read them while they're walking. I'm not even going to address that one.